The new National Congress of Australia's First Peoples has been under fire in some newspapers for days, but now its recently elected co-chairman has publicly defended the body. Les Mailzer is a long-time Indigenous activist who has spent decades defending Indigenous rights from Queensland to the United Nations in New York. Now he's spoken to PM in his first major interview since being elected. Mr. Mailzer says the new Congress will work because of its strong ethical framework and that he'll welcome any criticism or suggestions in the lead-up to its first meeting in Canberra in June. It's the first national Indigenous representative body since ATSIC was disbanded. Les Mailzer spoke to Jeff Waters.
Well, I think the old commission had run out of its credibility and there was a need to revamp and restructure to try and have a body that is going to be doing a good job in representing the voice of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And I think the strength of this new organisation is the ethical standards that it has set for itself. So I think that's the real positive. I've already made comments publicly, including when I was a candidate for the National Co-Chair position, that the representative basis of the National Congress needs to be strengthened and improved, and that's one of the mandates that I believe that I have now, is to help build up the representative nature of the organisation and to increase its membership to provide a wide input from all around Australia.
Well, Warren Mundine has been critical of that, saying that the Congress won't have the support of its constituents, and you yourself have been quoted as saying that it will be difficult given the fact that the leadership is a co-chairmanship. How will you overcome those difficulties?
Well, on the co-chair leadership, I think it's been blown out of proportion. I suggest it as one of the reforms that should be looked at, and I'm quite happy to leave that to the meetings that the National Congress is going to occur in June and to membership generally. It's not a significant point for me. I made it as a suggestion of efficiency and effectiveness. In relation to Warren Mundine's comments, look, Warren is quite entitled to have an opinion, as is any other person entitled to have about this. What I am going to do is I'm going to call for people to make criticisms and suggestions about how the Congress can be improved, and if Warren's got suggestions about how to improve this, he's quite welcome to present that.
Does the fact that the Congress is government-funded mean that you're going to have to toe a government line?
Absolutely not. And in fact, the design of the Congress quite clearly was that it be an independent organisation. That's why it's not a statutory body, and it is a registered company, and that it be able to operate independently, that it not be under threat of being closed down by the government because it upsets the government of the day.
Now, in a column for the National Indigenous Times, you say that you'll be advocating a policy of public diplomacy for Indigenous groups. What do you mean by that?
This is a known term in terms of government relations, that we know what normal diplomacy is, where it's a discussion between government and government. However, there is also a policy called public diplomacy, which is about how different governments and different societies are engaged in a broader way. So it means basically, from the way I've presented this, is that the National Congress will be very interested in dealing with the national government of Australia, but we're also very interested in meeting with other sectors, for example, with unions, the education sector, with the private sector, and with the public generally, and the media, that we want to engage in all those different areas to sell our messages, to have our voice being heard widely.
The newly elected co-chairman of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Les Mailzer, speaking to Jeff Waters, and you can hear an extended version of that interview on our website from later this evening.